As we've been hearing, the day has finally arrived. And for thousands of competitors, taking part in the Olympic Games will mean the achievement of an ambition they've held since childhood. For the final part of our series, looking at what it means to be an Olympian, Cian Byrne spoke to Barcelona 1992 gold medalist Michael Carruth.
Being an Olympian was a huge thing, you know, and I was only 21 years old at the time, you know, so I was a little bit naive as well, a little bit, you know. I had to thinking I had a good chance of going well over there.
Michael Carruth competed at his first Olympic Games in 1988 in Seoul, where he went out with high hopes. Hopes with which he struggled, having to contend with making the weight before each and every fight.
I was dropped in the second fight, and I got up and the referee stopped the fight. He looked into my eyes and seen the back of my skull, and that was the end of it. And the dream was over, you know, and it was the dream was obviously to win an Olympic gold medal.
It was a dream he would have to wait another 4 years for if he wanted to see it realised. In the build-up to Barcelona in 1992, he moved up in weight category and won a world bronze medal. And when the time came around to fight for his country once more at the Olympics, he had another very important role to fulfil.
I was made captain as well in the team. I was the oldest boxer on the team in Barcelona at 25 years old, when you think about it, you know. So with that, that's another responsibility which as well, because you have to start getting the lads up and getting them ready and, you know, make sure they've had their breakfast and everything else with their goals with being a captain.
And while looking after the rest of the Irish boxing squad, he also managed to keep himself going right up to an Olympic final.
Michael Carruth has certainly put in the performance of his 25-year-old life. There's no doubt about that. Michael Carruth is the champion of the Olympic Games. Michael Carruth is the champion, the champion, the champion. I never thought I'd live to see the day he won it 13-10.
It was one of those moments that, you know, Barcelona was, it'll never be forgotten in the sense that I'm the first ever boxer to win an Olympic gold medal.
While today Carruth might realise it is never to be forgotten now, when the team were coming home to Ireland, he already thought it would be yesterday's news. But that turned out not to be the case.
Particularly the time we flew into Ireland. So we didn't get into Ireland until about 1 o'clock in the morning, into Dublin Airport. So there's going to be nobody here other than family, you know. And then all of a sudden we looked out the plane, myself and Wayne McCullough. And Wayne says to me, "The whole of Ireland's here," he says, you know.
And while the whole of Ireland may have gathered to watch that Irish team return home, eyes now turn to this year's games. So what advice would the former captain give to those current Olympians?
Get your head onto the pillows at night, get your sleep. You know? Everything has to be done right now for the next 2 weeks. Because 20 years of getting ready for this, you know, you've got 2 weeks to get it right, you know, and get it right. And if you can, you'd be a proud Irish man or woman.
Michael Carruth ending that series of reports from Cian Byrne. Hopefully we'll get a few more golden moments over the next couple of weeks.